first time at an ELTED conference, I am convening and hosting Global Youth Forum. Because we believe strongly, we cannot design the world as it should be in 2030 without involving the people who will be leading the world in 2030. My generation will not be taking consequences for the decisions they make today. And that means we need prefecting from the heirs of the next generation, the people whom we are promising prosperity. And that's a very important voice to bring, in addition to, of course, the voice of civil society. Now, these are some of the mainstream activities at the conference. But you know, every UNCTAD conference these days is also accompanied by the World Investment Forum. So World Investment Forum 2014 is going to be convened parallel to the conference in Nairobi, bringing together major players from the investment community, from larger stocks exchanges, from mayors and governors of mega cities, and from fund managers and impact investors, to discuss about concrete partnerships between private and public sectors in enabling, in giving a momentum to inclusive prosperity.
You cited raising inequalities.
Yes.
And we have like vulnerable groups, for example, women. What should they expect from this meeting?
Last year, I committed my organization to being gender champions. We are going to have a roundtable on challenges for gender and trade possibilities, to which I invited, and I'm glad to announce the participation of a special envoy of the United Nations Secretary General on gender issues, who is the Vice President of Tanzania, and other leading lights on gender inclusion are participating. Secondly, at UNCTAD we have a program to run on behalf of the United Nations, the UN Empretec, which is a program of empowering vulnerable entrepreneurs. Includes the training of entrepreneurs, assisting with market intelligence, linking them to potential markets, and it is targeted at vulnerable groups, first and foremost women. In the course of the conference, I, together with the government of Kenya, will be launching Amprotect Kenya. We have a very successful Amprotect program that is running in Uganda, for example, already. And last month, I was opening Amprotect House in Yaounde, Cameroon, where the government recognizes and is very, very strongly engaged with that program.
In the report to this meeting, the UN Secretary General, he mentioned about new approaches that international community should take for LDCs to be able to achieve Agenda 2030.
It's a diversity of approaches. One is targeted action to strengthen the competitiveness of women. I have had discussion, for example, with the President of Kenya, that they have an interesting program in Kenya for supporting women entrepreneurs. But money is only part of the story. Access to entrepreneurial knowledge and market intelligence and networking is another part of the story. And part of our story is that second side. We have to start building up the human resource competencies and market intelligence and support infrastructure for them to translate their work into success. Secondly, we're looking at the role of technology in empowering women as entrepreneurs and in empowering LDCs for competitive trading. One of the areas where we're dealing with this in the UNCTAD conference is agricultural communities. How can, for example, information technology improve market intelligence, reduce middlemen's role, improve the quality of suppliers, inputs, and the quality of storage and transportation and marketing of produce? This is critical in reviving livelihoods in agriculture, which has been sliding because of a decline in the supportive infrastructure. This is one of the areas that we have been talking about. Similarly, part of the agenda for LDCs is not only to attract new investments, but how do you give them their fair return on investments already in place? Like you may know, in UNCTAD 14 and in UNCTAD World Investment Report 2015, we demonstrated how investment is related to very substantial loss of tax resources to LDCs. In 2014, we quantified this to be about $100 billion lost because of investment-related tax evasion. And stemming this hemorrhage of legitimate resources belonging to developing countries will be part of the story of giving them the fiscal resources and space to be able to implement priority programs that they develop for their countries. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about rewriting investment agreements that are more balanced, that balance between the rights of the investor and the rights of the taxpayers in the developing countries. These are some of the tools of empowering developing countries to be able to do the things that they commit themselves to doing.